Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, good morning and welcome to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Kendra Petroni and I'm so excited to talk with actress, New York Times bestselling author and health advocate Alicia Silverstone. She has created another extraordinary product. It's called My Kind Organics Herbals. It's the only full line of herbal supplements that are certified USDA organic, non-GMO, project verified, and certified both gluten-free and vegan. Good morning, Alicia, and welcome.
Hi, Kendra. Thank you.
Well, I have to start out by saying I think a common question that a lot of people have with when it comes to organic is there a difference between organic and certified organic? Is there a difference, or are they the same thing?
No, absolutely. That's a great question. There's a huge difference because to get certified is so hard, and that means that the requirements are much more difficult. And so you can just really, like, anyone can kind of say they're organic, but there's no certification, so you're just saying it. It's a label.
Right.
But when you're certified, that means you've passed all the tests. And it's a really rigorous routine to go through, and that's why people don't want to do it. And we took the time to do it because I want to make sure that we know. Like, for example, non-GMO verified, which is another one of our certifications, is really difficult because you can say you're non-GMO, but that doesn't mean that something didn't, that crops from another farm didn't fly in and all
right.
that GMO icky stuff isn't getting into your product. So when it's verified, they've literally tested the product to make sure there are no GMOs in it. And I just feel really, to me, those are really important things. I don't want my food to be Frankenfood, you know, Frankenstein. I want non-GMO verified food. I want certified organic food so I know there's no chemicals and there's no, you know, pesticides and things like that in my food. It's really important to me.
So if I'm going food shopping or I'm going grocery shopping, how would I know? What would I look at on a label? Because I do. I try to eat really super organic. I try to eat super healthy, mostly vegetables or plant-based food. And I never know what I'm supposed to look for. I feel like kind of an idiot when I'm food shopping. Like, I'm not sure on the labels. What are we looking for to know that
when
something is certified?
When you're looking for organic, you mean?
Yes, correct.
Well, first of all, if you go to a farmer's market, you're going to get the freshest, most in-season, you know, organic food.
Mm-hmm.
And but you want to ask there, too. They're going to have they're going to say, I'm organic. And then they have a certification. Sometimes a farmer, you can ask them, do you use pesticides and fertilizer? And they'll tell you no. And then I trust those guys, too, because they're pretty quick to tell you when they do and don't. But not when I'm buying products. Then I don't trust anybody. Then you got to be really discerning
right.
and have these labels.
Right.
So if you turn to My Kind Organics, my product, you'll see right on the front there's a label. It says USDA Organic. And it's it is the certified label. That's what it looks like. And so if you don't see that, it isn't that. It's really simple.
Right.
And if it doesn't say non-GMO verified in that, and they have a label too, it's a cute little label, then you know it's not. And it's really, and you can trust, here's the thing, most of them aren't. That's why we're so different what we're doing,
mm-hmm.
because we really are using, you know, for example, with our herbal line that I just came out with, which is different. You know, we started a while back with, you know, all the B12 spray, which is
mm-hmm.
so delicious. The vitamin C spray, which is so delicious, and, you know, all the different things like B-complex, your multis, all that stuff. Then we added a collagen builder so that you're building collagen from within yourself because you can't eat collagen.
Right.
And why collagen is so great when you have it is it keeps you looking young. That's why
right.
eating a plant-based diet, following the Kind diet, keeps you young because it is building collagen from within your own body. Oh, and then I was going to say, and then we came out with gummies. And the gummies were so exciting because, A, they're delicious, but they have no sugar in them. We're not adding
mm-hmm.
any sugar. It's made from certified organic peaches and apples. And I love that, to be able to give my kid a gummy. And when kids come over, they beg for the gummies. And it's so nice to be able to give them something and know that I'm not giving them sugar because most gummies on the market are made with two teaspoons of mm-hmm. sugar per serving. That's, I'd rather have a glass of wine.
Amen to that. No,
and then my newest, the herbals, what makes those so special is we're extracting in a very different way. So, you know, if, for example, right now you're going to go into, it's, we're going into flu season, right? Mm-hmm. And like everyone's going to start getting sick.
That's right.
And so what you want to do is boost your immune system, right? And turmeric, which we've all been hearing about, is such a good immune-boosting thing. It's so good for inflammation if you're an athlete as well. Mm-hmm. But we have it in all different forms. I like to take it in the gummy because who doesn't want a delicious sweet treat in the afternoon?
Right.
And but I also really like the golden milk because it's like this delicious chai tea almost, you know? I just put hot water in it with a little bit of the golden milk, and it's just so nourishing and healing. And then the elderberries as well are so delicious, the elderberry gummy and the syrup. And we've also made Sleep Well, so that if you're having a hard time sleeping, we have something for you. We have prostate things. We have all kinds of great things for stress. If you have stress, we have ashwagandha, and we have adrenals, and all of these things to help you get support through this cold season and then also throughout the year when you need it. And you were talking about certifications. What also makes us so special, aside from all the certifications, is our extraction method. So everyone else on the market who is selling you herbals, A, is most likely not using organic materials to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not using organic ginger and organic turmeric. It's just regular. So that means it's got pesticides and it's got fertilizers and it's got chemicals in it.
Right.
And I don't want that. And then the next thing is, if they are using organic materials, they're extracting it using hexane, which is gasoline. And I don't want gasoline touching my food.
Right.
So
Neither do I.
I also, right? And then they use GMO corn, so that's gross. It's like Frankenstein food.
Oh.
So I wanted to make something. We worked 3 years to try and come up with a new extraction method. So these are the cleanest, purest, most healing herbs you can get, and so are my vitamins. And I just want people to trust, to know that the reason I made these was to fill a need that I couldn't find. Like, I didn't do this to create a business. I did this because I couldn't take, there was nothing on the market that I was willing to take. And so you can trust that I made them so they're the cleanest, healthiest thing you can get.
If you're just waking up and tuning in, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. And we've been chatting with Alicia Silverstone. She's an actress, New York Times bestselling author and health advocate, best known for her role as Cher in the movie Clueless. Through film, TV, and theater, her performances have gotten awards, critical praise, including Emmy and Golden Globe nominations, as well as a National Board of Review Award. She is a dedicated activist in the health and wellness space. Let's continue our conversation. You know, it's funny you just said the word trust, because before you even said it, I was thinking in my head, that's the next question I wanted to sort of ask you. I didn't really care that much about myself or my body or my health before I had kids. I have three little children under 8 years old, and I didn't really think about the sugar that I was eating or how bad meat was for me. I didn't care about that. It was kind of out of sight, out of mind. I just ate whatever tasted good. But now that I have kids, I notice that more and more when I think about what I need for food in the house or what I want them to be eating, I'm constantly looking at labels and looking at things, and I don't know what to trust. I've never known what's really good, what's bad, and I'm looking at sugar, and I know sugar's bad. So it's so funny that you say that, because there really was nothing before you've created. I'm literally going shopping and buying everything that you've created, because that's the thing. What can we trust for food? And now that I have to worry about three little kids eating healthy and, you know, having them live long, healthy lives, that's so, so important. And you mentioned the gummies, and I know your son is he 7 years old? Is he 7 years old now, your son?
He is. He's seven.
And I have kids that age. And does he enjoy eating, you know, vegan or certified organic food? I mean, I need help on how to get my children into eating healthier and enjoying the taste. And I didn't know if you had any tips for even our listeners listening for children getting involved in eating better and healthier.
Yeah, I would recommend reading The Kind Diet, because it really sets you up so that you can get to feel your best. And you can, when you feel great and you're sleeping well, you're going to be way more patient and way more connected with your kids, because you feel good, right? When we feel good, we can act well, right?
Right.
And that goes for the children, mm-hmm. too. So I think as a parent, you want to be feel your best. And so by arming yourself with that information, the KIND diet will set you up. And then you just start to learn how to, like, incorporate that into your kid's life. My son has always eaten this way since conception, since being inside of me and then on the breast and then the food I gave him. And he loves it. And he knows the difference between how he feels when he eats what we call kind of naughty food mm-hmm. versus, you know, yep. growing food. Mm-hmm. And he's very lucky. He's never had to take any medication. You know, he never gets sick. If he does get sick, wow. he might have a snotty nose, but he's, like, still running up a mountain. You know what I mean?
That's great, though.
Nothing takes him down, and I really take pride in that. You know, I know most children end up sick so many times at the doctors all the time, and my kid just doesn't. So I know that the way I'm feeding him is so good, and he loves taking all the supplements. I give him the vitamin D spray that we make. My KIND Organics vitamin D spray, I put it in a little apple juice, and he takes my gummies that we have a little bear on the front just for him because his name is Bear.
That's cute.
We take, what else does he have? He has the vitamin C spray. He's obsessed with a B12 spray. I mean, I sometimes catch him underneath the table spraying in his mouth, and I have to be like, Bear, I'll give it to you. Don't worry.
Yeah. If you're just waking up and tuning in, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. We've been talking with Alicia Silverstone, the actress, New York Times bestselling author, mom, and health advocate, who has co-created the only full line of herbal supplements that are certified USDA organic. Let's get back to our conversation. What you've done, you've, in a way, sort of changed the role of mom. I mean, when I think about my mom, and I love my mom to death, and my grandmothers and, you know, women before them, you have taken something, you know, the role of being a parent to a whole new level. And I think it's amazing what you've done and what you've created.
Thank
because
you.
I honestly have been searching for this, and this isn't a lie, and I'm not just saying this to people
so
listening.
Happy.
I really am. I was looking at all of your things, and I'm super excited to really try doing this and hoping that my children will really, and I'm going to keep going with it. I'm not going to give up.
Well, we'll send you everything so you can try it all, and you need to read The KIND Diet.
I am.
And then, I have a website called thekindlife.com, and that's a really great place for a forum of moms and people to talk about anything. Like, I need help with this. I don't know what to do, and I can respond to you and help.
Oh, wow.
Because sometimes you need support.
And I wanted to, before we have to let you go, I wanted to ask you a few more things about, do you grow your own food at home? Do you grow everything, all of your vegetables and everything right in your house or where you live?
I grow a lot of my food, although the animals have taken all my tomatoes this year.
well, that's good to know it's not just me.
No, and then my zucchini, I had so much zucchini. Mm-hmm. That's been going off. And we had, you know, every year I'm always growing kale. But yes, I always grow a tremendous amount of food, but I went zucchini crazy this year.
I love zucchini.
You know,
okay.
I also go to the farmer's market every Sunday with my son, and that is our spiritual mm-hmm. experience for the week. We have to go to the farmer's market, and we get all of our stuff there, and then you supplement what you need from, you know, a Whole Foods or a natural food market. But mostly, most of it's farmer's market in the garden.
And do you find for people listening that are sort of scared away from growing their own food, I mean, is it as difficult as they're thinking, or is it something, I think we all should try to do it if we can, if we have, you know, the space.
I think that if you know how to grow roses and you know how to grow mm-hmm. plants, you can grow fruit. You know what I mean? Like, it's all the same. You have to go through the same learning curve of, like, plants die and
right.
things go wrong. But, like, if you're going to waste your time growing things that are pretty for your garden, why not grow something that's actually going to feed you? It's
right.
like takes up the same amount, you know, uses all the same resources and takes all, I mean,
that's
you know.
A great, I've never even thought of that. That's a wonderful statement right there. I never thought of that. If I can grow a rose bush, why not actually feed myself?
Because it all takes effort for sure. I mean, don't get me wrong. And sometimes, like right now, I'm about to go do a film, so I have to leave my veggie garden. So I'm like, bye, veggie garden. I just spent all this time making you so beautiful, and now I'm going to leave. Because if I keep it going, like, no one's going to take care of it.
Right.
You know, and even if they do, who's going to eat all the food? Because I'll be gone.
Right.
So,
sometimes
you have to abandon it. But otherwise, if you're around and you have it's a great thing. And there are these great services out there, too, that can help you if you're going away for a week
mm-hmm.
or 2 weeks or help you get started. You know, there's one called Heartbeat Gardening. There's many different, I'm sure, in any community where you live, where you'll find, if you were to Google it, there's people who will come help.
Oh, great. That's great to know. Well, before we let you go, I heard you mention that you're off to film a movie. I was going to ask, you know, what do you have plans career-wise with, you know, television or movies? I know that you're starring on Paramount's American Woman, but what can we expect from you in the Hollywood realm coming up soon?
Well, if you haven't seen American Woman, I highly recommend that. You're gone?
Oh, no, I'm still here.
Okay. You can go to, you can get it on demand now and catch all the episodes. And I have a few films coming out soon. I don't know when, so I'll hold on to those. But one's called Judy Small, and I'm going off to do a movie right now called Pleasure of Your Presence. So I'm really excited. They're really good stories and really good parts.
Wonderful. Well, Alicia, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. I'm such a huge fan of yours. I'm truly excited to try this diet. I really think it will help change my life and my kids' life. And I appreciate the time this morning on Magic 106.7 here in Boston. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you to Alicia Silverstone for being in the spotlight today on Exceptional Women. We talk to celebrities and CEOs, but we're also interested in your neighbors, coworkers, and friends who are quietly making an impact in their communities. Email us if you know someone you'd like to suggest. We'd love to hear from you. And be sure to join us every Sunday morning at 7:30 for another edition of Exceptional Women. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.